Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Here's some money. Go see a Star Wars.
Adventure, excitement, Jedi craves not these things.
The Force is with us, but that's about it.
Dude, she's Vader.
No, she's the Emperor.
Jar Jar Binks makes the Ewoks look like...
So it's on our training schedule for today. Lightsabers?
And they gon' bust up Vader's hood, the Death Star. Now what do you call that?
Intergalactic Civil War?
Gentrification!
This one is mine.
If anybody's anybody, I'm Han. And you're Chewbacca.
Chewie?
The Force is strong in that one.
Luke, I am your father.
Yes, everybody's heading to the theaters this weekend for The Last Jedi. Or you better be. I have my tickets already. I bought them a week ago. Rafer Guzman is here, film critic for Newsday. Rafer, great to have you.
Hi, Todd.
Been looking forward to this moment for a good long time. I'm glad you're here.
I'll bet you are.
We've got one other movie to look at besides The Last Jedi. We will get to that as well. Let's do some trivia first, some Star Wars trivia that I want you to answer. Your trivia question, Rafer... Who shot first? Just kidding. That's not
good. No.
Don't answer that. Don't answer that. Here is your trivia question. Save this. If you know it, guys, hit me on Twitter. Rafer's going to answer this at the end of the segment. Luke loses his lightsaber at the end of Empire Strikes Back, Episode 5. How and where does he lose it? How does Luke lose his lightsaber? That's your question. If you know it, I know a lot of you know it, hit me on Twitter. We're going to The Last Jedi in a minute. We do have another film coming out this weekend. We can't pretend like the Star Wars universe extends to every single corner of our minds.
It does pretty much.
But let's talk about Call Me By Your Name. This is a new vehicle starring Armie Hammer, a piece that goes back to 1983 in Italy. Here's a clip.
She seems to like you a lot. She's more beautiful than she was last year. I saw her naked on a night swim once. Great body.
Trying to get me to like her?
What would be the harm in that?
Well, no harm. I just typically like to go those things on my own, if you don't mind.
Armie Hammer and his co-star in a beautiful landscape in Italy there.
Yes, indeed. This film actually came out a little while ago in November. It's expanding now, and this is a real hotly tipped Oscar favorite, I would say, possible best picture and possible best actor for not Armie Hammer, but Timothée Chalamet,
yeah.
who plays a young kid in Italy. He's 17, falls in love with Armie Hammer's character, who's about 24, graduate student. Kind of funny, they're talking about a woman there, and I think sort of testing out each other's boundaries and each other's sexuality to see what's really happening there. Is this guy gay? Is he straight? What's really going on? Very erotic movie, and yet there's no actual sex depicted on screen. Kind of interesting. I like this movie a lot. It doesn't do what you kind of expect from a gay drama. I think with gay dramas, we expect a lot of coming out of the closet moments, a lot of moments of oppression, secretiveness, shame. You don't get that in this movie, which I think is kind of interesting, especially given that it's set in 1983. One thing I want to point out, Michael Stuhlbarg has a moment at the end of this film. He plays the boy's father. He delivers a speech that is so full of kindness and understanding and love that I feel like with that one short, maybe 90-second speech, he just might get an Oscar nomination for supporting actor.
That's Call Me By Your Name, which sounds like a film that's going to make its mark, especially when March and Oscar season comes around. Let's move on. Now, Rafer, to The Last Jedi. We don't have a clip because they don't put out clips.
That's right.
For Star Wars films. They're fairly secretive, I guess. We're used to it by now, as frustrating as that is. Start us off. Now, when we left the story, Rey had gone to seek out Luke to get his advice, his wisdom, his warnings, apparently, on what's going on and what she might be facing as she confronts the dark side of the Force. So we're not going to traffic in spoilers, but how are we doing now?
Well, yes, as you remember, there was that last final scene in the first film in The Force Awakens. Huge moment for the audience, you know, big emotional impact, the face of Luke Skywalker back on screen. What Han Solo did in the first film, that sort of serving as kind of connective tissue issue and kind of a central point in that film, Luke Skywalker is doing here. He is not a cameo. He is not a bit part. He is a major, major role in this film. Fans have been talking about the trailer, about how this is not going to go the way you think, famous line from the trailer. And I would say that's true. This is kind of not the Luke that we remember. You know, he's older, he's a little bitter. And again, I don't want to spoil too much, but he does have a dark kind of moment in this film. So again, everybody always wants to know what happens in this film until it's about to come out, and then nobody wants a spoiler. So I'm going to try to walk that line.
This is chapter two in the latest series here, so we're headed for a final chapter. I assume it leaves lots of questions unanswered, lots of twists and cliffhangers by the end.
Yeah, I think if I have a complaint about this movie, I feel that narratively, structurally, it's a little on the weak side. A lot of flip-flopping motivations. People change their minds a lot. I'm with you, I'm against you, I'm with you, I'm against you. I don't find that terribly convincing. But I will say one thing. Rian Johnson, new director. I don't know if you're a fan of his, but I am. Brick, Brothers Bloom, Looper. He really puts his stamp on this film in a way that I don't think other directors have been able to do with the Star Wars movie. This looks very stylish, very colorful. It's got a certain kind of visual flair to it that you don't usually see. I really like that about that, and I was happy to see that in a Star Wars film.
Well, you're with me, you're against me, you're with me. This is how I felt about Star Wars for years as they've pulled us in different directions. Look, I have tickets for 1 p.m. tomorrow. That's where I'll be. I've had them for a week. Let's go back to trivia, Rafer, before I let you go. I asked you how and where Luke loses his lightsaber in Empire Strikes Back.
All right. Now, as for the how, is that not in the battle with Darth Vader?
It is.
Is that on the second Death Star?
That's in Cloud City on Bespin.
Okay.
Darth cuts his hand off. Luke returns the favor, by the way. Rafer Guzman, we're going to let you go. Rafer, what's your favorite Star Wars line of all time?
My favorite Star Wars line of all time, it's not in English, but I'll tell you what it is.
Please.
Uta Guta Solo. I don't know why that's my favorite line, but it is.
Going somewhere? Rafer Guzman, Newsday. Thanks.
Thank you.
We have been hearing from all of you, so many of you, with your favorite Star Wars lines.
No. Try not. Do or do not. There is no try.
Well, somebody had to save our skins. Into the garbage chute, flyboy.
That's impossible.
I find your lack of faith disturbing.
You'll never find a more wretched hive of scum and villainy.
When I left you, I was but the learner. Now I am the master.
If you only knew the power of the dark side.
Never tell me the odds.
You came in that thing? You're braver than I thought.
Commander, tear the ship apart until you find those plans and bring me the passengers. I want them alive.
Luke, I am your father.
Luke, I am your father.
Who's scruffy looking?
I'd just as soon kiss a Wookiee.
Oh, man. I love you guys. It's great. All of your voices, all of your favorite Star Wars lines. Here's mine. I got a little bit of time.
Fear leads to anger. Anger leads to hate. Hate leads to suffering.
Profound. Thank you, Master Yoda. And I'm looking forward to more of that. As I said, 1 p.m. on Saturday, I will be in my seat to watch The Last Jedi. Extremely excited. You're excited, too, from all corners of the galaxy. We love hearing from you on this 8778-MY-TAKE. You can always send your tweets to us at The Takeaway. And you can send your tweets to me, too. I always try to get back to you if you tweet me on the Twitters. At Todd Zwillick. Have a great time at the movies this weekend. Thanks so much for listening. I'm Todd Zwillick. This is The Takeaway.
Miss you. I will.